Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Found a little bit of y'all come back round a little bit of back. Then right now,
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House lawmakers taking up a cryptocurrency package after 12 Republicans joined Democrats yesterday to block it from advancing. President Trump spoke to holdouts and has their support. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Supporters championing these overall crypto bills as first of their kind, but there are concerns that one of the bills regulating a digital asset called stablecoins doesn't go far enough in regulating an often volatile industry. And Democrats point to the fact that President Trump, whose family business is building an empire on cryptocurrency, could personally benefit from the bill because a firm with ties to the Trump family recently launched its own stablecoin.
Amtrak says it's working to fix a system-wide IT outage, leaving the rail service unable to process reservations through digital and kiosk channels. Customers, though, can still book at Amtrak station or by phone. On Wall Street, stocks ended up boosted by President Trump's comments that he likely will not fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell. This is ABC News. In Southern California, authorities are investigating a couple who had almost two dozen children living at their home with links to surrogate birth moms.
21 children, all from surrogate mothers, all the legal children of a couple in Arcadia outside of L.A. Police and the FBI are now investigating to figure out why they have so many children, 17 of them under the age of three. Most living in a large home from different mothers, Arcadia police saying.
We discovered numerous children.
The couple allegedly ran a surrogacy firm and is being investigated for child abuse. No charges have been filed. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Anthony Bernal, a senior aide to the former First Lady, asserted his Fifth Amendment rights today at a GOP-led House Oversight Committee. Republicans are formally investigating former President Biden's mental health while he was in office, including his use of the auto pen to issue pardons. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on Careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office has an update to a search for a missing endangered person. The Dodgeville Police Department is conducting an endangered missing person investigation that occurred Tuesday night. At approximately 7:50, the Dodgeville Police Department responded to a welfare check in the 300 block of East Division Street in the city of Dodgeville. Upon arrival, officers made contact with the missing person's family members, who reported that the missing person had not been heard from since approximately 11 o'clock Monday morning. Dodgeville Police Department officers determined that evidence at the scene suggested that the missing person may be injured and/or in danger. The missing person's vehicle was not located at the scene, and a public notification was issued. Investigators discovered that the vehicle may be in the state of Nebraska, and information was relayed to the Nebraska State Patrol. At 1:50 Wednesday morning, a Nebraska State Trooper spotted the vehicle on I-80 in Lincoln. The driver was not the subject of the missing person case. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, which resulted in a vehicle pursuit, ending when the vehicle crashed and the driver, identified as Gavin Thompson, 23, of Dodgeville, fled on foot and was subsequently arrested and transported to the Lancaster County Jail in Nebraska. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department has confirmed that a deceased adult female was located in the vehicle and are awaiting positive identification of the deceased female. The Dodgeville Police Department is leading this investigation and is assisted by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, a DCI Crime Response Specialist, the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory Crime Scene Response Team, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, and the Nebraska State Patrol. Additional updates will be available via the Iowa County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is suing the Trump administration over frozen education grants. Call, along with over 20 other states, is challenging the White House for stopping the distribution of over $6.8 billion in funds for schools just weeks before classes start. Wisconsin will be losing out on $72 million in grants. The states say those grants were canceled with little notice, violating federal law on the separation of powers. Call says schools have already finalized their budgets with those grants in mind, and there is no room for losses like this. Two places that house veterans in need now have to close. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. It operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers added almost $2 million in his budget proposal to keep funding the three sites, but Republicans removed it and gave the program $0 in new money. That's forcing the housing centers in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close. Evers says the Joint Finance Committee was warned by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan, basically accountants of the legislature, that this would happen if they didn't invest more money. Evers called the move irresponsible and says he'll keep fighting for veterans. And when the legislature is back in session this fall, veteran services will be a top priority. The Chippewa Falls and Green Bay locations will close September 30th. Veterans there will be offered alternative housing. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
When the warm weather hits, our natural reaction is to shed the layers and get outside. But more exposed skin outdoors can raise the risk of hives, rashes, and other mysterious bumps. Melissa Kay reports.
Dr. Elizabeth Ender is an allergist at Aspira St. Luke's. She said being aware, trying to understand what's triggering the symptoms and allergic reactions, is key to proper treatment and prevention.
The most important tool we have really is the history that we get. So it can be extremely helpful to have people keep a diary, a journal of symptoms that they're noticing and kind of the timeline of those symptoms.
Dr. Ender said to keep track of when symptoms happen. For instance, do they start as soon as you go out of doors or when you're in a dusty barn? Do symptoms happen around certain animals? She said having this history can really help diagnose what's triggering your allergic reactions. There are some seasonal allergies people don't even realize they have until they seek treatment.
The most common ones that I see tend to be people that have like grass allergy that come into contact with pollinating grass and then get like hives all over their feet or legs.
And kids can experience intense swelling or irritation from bug bites.
There is something called Skeeter syndrome that kids can get, where they have just severe reactions to mosquito bites. Again, that usually improves over the summer as they get more mosquito bites and tends to fade away as people get older.
While some reactions can be treated with over-the-counter or home remedies, Dr. Ender said some symptoms should never be ignored.
They develop hives and then also start to notice breathing problems, or they are noticing throat swelling, fainting, something like that in association with the hives, then they should be seen promptly.
The man charged in a poisoning plot against women he previously dated is bound over for trial. Paul Van Dyne is charged in Dane County Court with two counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and stalking. He also faces charges in Rock County alongside co-defendant Andrea Whitaker. Online court records show a preliminary hearing for Van Dyne was scheduled for Tuesday, but that was waived and Van Dyne was bound over for trial. Van Dyne and Whitaker are accused of using a variety of chemicals, including cyanide, to poison women who Van Dyne previously went on dates with. The National High School Rodeo Finals are continuing in Rock Springs, Wyoming. We are keeping an eye on the results for cowboys and cowgirls who competed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center and earned the right to move on to nationals. In Tuesday morning's performances in girls' cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield tied for 10th place with a score of 206. In pole bending, Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 18th with a score of 21.991. In steer wrestling, Braden Scaife of Lancaster finished in first place with a time of 4.82. In Tuesday night's performances, Kenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota placed 22nd with a time of 20.042 in barrel racing. In rain cow horse, Tyler Parr of Mondovi ended in a four-way tie for 13th place with a score of 276.5. In steer wrestling, Braden Carlson of Medford placed fourth with a time of 8.73. Currently in girls' team standings, the Wisconsin team is in 35th place out of 37 with 30 points. The boys' team is currently in 31st out of 39 with a team total of 115. The combined total puts Team Wisconsin in 34th place out of 42 teams with a team total of 145 points. The National High School Rodeo Finals concludes Saturday. Robin's Nest Blooms and More had a grand opening and ribbon cutting on Tuesday, as it is under new ownership. The new owners are Lindsay Swenson and Diana Janicek. Lindsay explains how the opportunity arose for them to become owners.
Julie approached us, it was last winter, and my mom was in store shopping with her, and she was ready to retire, and so the opportunity just presented itself, and we just kind of ran with it, and it's been amazing.
She explains running the business has become a family affair.
So mainly it's my mom and I, but it's kind of a family affair. She has a lot of sisters, which has been awesome. They've been in to help us and kind of put their touches on things. And then my family. So you'll see my husband in the delivery van after hours, his other job. He helps us out there. And then we have three boys that... Yeah, help a lot too. There's buckets to wash. We just got new mulch outside, so we put them to work there.
Diana Janicek says making your event special is what is important to the Robin's Nest Blooms and More.
We love to specialize, so we've been doing a lot of funerals and weddings, and the thing that is important to us is that we make it special for the family and for their loved ones. So whether you're celebrating something, a special event, or you're working through a hard time, we want to be here to support you and make it meaningful.
Lindsay and Diana look forward to making a connection with you. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 at 800 North 6th Street in Muscadet. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss improvements on Wisconsin Highway 60 from Wisconsin Highway 80 in Muscadet to U.S. Highway 14 in Gotham in Richland County. The proposed project includes intersection upgrades, pavement improvements, speed reduction in Orion, drainage improvements, updated roadside barriers, and realignment of Highway 60 west of County Highway TB. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend. If unable to attend or for more information, contact Wisconsin DOT Project Manager Brian Meyer by calling 608-789-5676. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2027.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. John W. Popp, age 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or a charity of choice. John W. Popp, age 79. Linda Mary Roan, 76, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held at 4:30 Thursday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 4:30. Per Linda's wishes, please bring a flower from your garden to be placed in vases at the visitation. Memorials may be directed to Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, Richland County Sheriff's Department Canine Fund, or Gunderson Hospital. Linda Mary Roan, 76, of Lone Rock. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family of Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg, died Monday at home. There will be no formal services. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Tonight, any showers ending in the evening, mostly cloudy, low in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, clouds giving way to more sunshine gradually, cooler and less humid, high near 74. On Friday, partly cloudy, low 53 with a high of 77. Chance of showers coming up late Friday night. On Saturday, off and on showers and thunderstorms likely, more humid too, low at 63 with a high near 80. For Sunday, variably cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower. low 63 with a high of 81. Monday, partly sunny, warm and humid, low 63, high 84. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday night. And Tuesday, very warm and humid with a small chance of a thunderstorm, high near 87. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is now time for today's weather statistics. Right now in Richland Center, it is 71 degrees and it is cloudy. Wind direction right now is 8 mile per hour going northeast. Barometer right now is at 29.84. Precipitation, we had 2.75 inches of rain. Most of that rainfall coming in a 90-minute span. And then yesterday's high was 90 degrees, no precipitation of any form. Today's high was 82 degrees, and today's morning low was 64 degrees. The record high today was back in 1931 when the record high was 97. The record low was 43, set back in 1945. Last year's high was 84 degrees. Last year's low was 67 degrees on this day. Sunset today will be at 8:39 p.m. and then sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:36 a.m. And that was a look at your weather statistics here from right now and from the day.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports this evening is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates, and also by Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Yesterday in Church League softball action, Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated Grace Community 19-5. Sean Kolsch had an inside-the-park homer, and David Kramer did some amazing base running. Boscobel Assembly of God edged the KC's 9-8, walking the game off with 5 runs scored in the bottom of the 7th. Dan Makovec had a home run for the Knights. Church of the Nazarene downed Richland Baptist Temple 1, 9-4. Zach Harris had 4 hits in the win, and each Nazarene player had at least 1 hit. And Free Methodist outdueled St. Mary 16-14. Adam Burns was 4-for-4 with a pair of homers. Joshua Hassel was 3-for-4 with a double. St. Mary's had plenty of power in the bats, too. Benny Green had a grand slam, Father Kuhn had a homer and 4 RBIs, and Stephanie Sherman also added an RBI. The Mission had a bye. Chief of Staff Mark Van de Wettering has been named the general manager of the University of Wisconsin basketball program. Van de Wettering has been chief of staff. As part of his new job, Van de Wettering will work with head coach Greg Gard on recruiting, roster management, player personnel, and revenue-sharing strategies. He will also handle non-conference scheduling. Gard made the official announcement on Monday. Head coach Luke Fickell needs a good win-loss record to establish his Badgers football program, but that might not be easy. Pro Football Focus has published its data-driven power rankings of all 131 college football teams. The result? No team has a more difficult schedule than Wisconsin. PFF projects Fickell's team to win just 5 games this season. The Badgers will face 4 of the website's top 12 teams and 2 Big Ten conference opponents. Ohio State and Oregon are ranked number 1 and 2. He's just a rookie, but Detroit Lions wide receiver Isaac Teslaw is already planning his Lambeau leap. His team opens the 2025 NFL season September 7th in Green Bay. Tesla tells the Sporting News he is sure he can find some Detroit fans in the stands who will welcome him. He suggests there might be more Detroit fans in Lambeau Field than home fans. The reception, if he tries to leap into the stands, is more questionable. Major League Baseball faces a potential lockout in December of 2026. Players and management have long clashed over salary cap proposals, a format that union head Tony Clark criticizes and harmful to competition and player salary guarantees. Commissioner Rob Manfred argues the cap could address payroll disparities as MLB also tries to deal with declining revenue from regional sports networks. Teams like the Dodgers and Mets have pushed payrolls to record levels, highlighting disparity. Baseball's collective bargaining agreement expires in December of 2026, and past negotiations have led to 9 work stoppages. And Major League Baseball honored late Hall of Famer Hank Aaron by recreating his record-breaking 715th career homer through the use of projection mapping and custom pyrotechnics. The lights went down at Truist Park, and fans stood holding their cell phone lights following the sixth inning of Tuesday night's All-Star Game. The scene from April 8, 1974 at Old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium was projected on the infield and also shown on the video board. Aaron's widow, Billy Aaron, was cheered as she stood and waved following the tribute. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Basketball or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were higher Wednesday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming, and so is Stein. At Stein Seed Company, they have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering, technical buying, and the higher moves in bean meal and oil. Contracts were oversold, and unknown destinations did buy 120,000 tons of new crop U.S. beans Wednesday morning. Near-term development conditions remain mostly favorable. August beans are up 18.5 at 10.13.5. September was 18.5 higher at 10.05¾. August soybean meal is up $3.10 at $268.40. August soybean oil is 26 points higher at $54.82. Corn was up on short covering and technical buying. Corn continued to find support around these price levels while watching development weather. Again, near-term conditions look good, but longer-term outlooks do have a potentially more stressful pattern in some key U.S. growing areas. September corn was 4 higher at 405 and a quarter, and December was up 4 and a quarter at 424. Wheat was mixed. Chicago was up on the lower trade in the dollar, but Kansas City was down on winter wheat harvest pressure. Minneapolis was mostly lower on rain chances in the northern U.S. plains and the Canadian prairies. September Chicago was 3¼ higher at 541¼. September Kansas City was 1 lower at 522¾. September Minneapolis wheat was down 1¾ at 599½. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for direct cash cattle business to get underway. August live was up 150 at 223.90. October was $1.47 higher at 220.75. August feeders were up 330 at 325.57. September was 347 higher at 325.85. And hogs were up at this week's mostly firmer trend in the pork carcass cutout value. August lean was up 50 at 104.42, and October was $1.22 higher at 88.70. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
High School in the USA Cultural Exchange Program makes lifelong connections by embracing new cultures. It's a chance to share your story, traditions, and customs with others while discovering a new culture, writing your own home. We match students with host families to feel less like a guest and more like a member of the family. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure as a host family, visit highschoolinTheUSA.com or shoot an email to info@highschoolinTheUSA.com.
Cattle country had some bids on the table Wednesday in parts of Kansas and western Nebraska. Kansas bids had a range of 225 to 228 on a live basis. Bids were marked at 235 in Nebraska. Asking prices are around 232 plus in the south, but still not established in the north. Packer inquiry could improve through Thursday, but significant trade volume could come at the end of the week. Boxed beef closed lower, with choice down 487 at 372.85, and select down 467 at 357.91. The choice select spread was 14.94. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed at the close. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 12 cents with a base range of 101 to 116.50. The Western Corn Belt was down 53 cents for a weighted average of 112.43. Estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Save time and money by getting everything you need in one place. Harchi Lumber, proudly serving this area since 1969. Located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, Harchi Lumber likely has exactly what you're looking for. They offer one of Wisconsin's largest inventories of steel roofing and siding, plus a full line of materials for homes and pole buildings. Need prefab wall panels? They build them custom and even offer crane truck delivery and setup to make your project easier. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. The president of Missouri Cattlemen's Association says producers are keeping a close eye on what's happening with New World screwworm in Mexico.
We're a good ways away from the border, but we still want to make sure our producers are prepared to deal with it.
Jeff Reed says he got an update with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins this week, and the USDA is doing what needs to be done to keep the disease from coming into the U.S. More news up next on Brownfield.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
U.S. Trade Representative has launched an investigation into Brazil's tariff on U.S. ethanol imports. U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Ryan LeGrand says 18 to 20% duties have been in place since 2017.
And they have not received any. There's no tariffs
on Brazilian ethanol coming into the United States. So it's really just been a one-sided trade for the last several years, and the action that we've seen USTR take to start an investigation into this is very much welcome.
A U.S. senator from Iowa says the next farm bill needs to address concerns related to Proposition 12.
We better, because we can't let states regulate the interstate and foreign commerce.
Republican Chuck Grassley tells Brownfield the California Livestock Confinement Law has opened the door for similar initiatives in other states. U.S. ethanol production averaged 1,087,000 barrels per day last week, up 2,000 on the week. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Nitrogen deficiencies are starting to appear in Indiana. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Heavy rainfall across the Corn Belt has contributed to shallow root development and issues throughout the growing season. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Purdue University Extension's corn specialist highlights the impacts of nitrogen deficiency and why growers should monitor their management strategies. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Jan is a single mom with 2 growing kids. She's working 2 jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including 1 out of every 5 children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
Purdue University Extension's corn specialist says nitrogen deficiency in some parts of the state could impact the crop as it approaches pollination. Dan Quinn says periods of heavy rainfall contributed to nitrogen loss.
One thing we're starting to see, and I think will continue to be, I would say, somewhat of a concern, is just the fact that we had a lot of corn that was either planted into wet conditions or after planting caught a lot of rainfall. And what's kind of come with that is that I've started to get calls here recently as corn gets, you know, much bigger, as it's getting close to pollination, is that, you know, nitrogen specifically deficiencies are starting to show up. And that's a pretty strong indication that a lot of that, you know, nitrogen can move in the soil when you have heavy rainfall. And there's a pretty good indication that in some of these areas of the state that have caught, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 inches of rain over a period of time after nitrogen was applied, that a fair amount of that was lost. So we have that.
He tells Brownfield wet conditions have also impacted root systems.
This year with the wet conditions we've had in a lot of areas of the state, it's just we think that a lot of the corn around the state has very shallow, maybe smaller root systems, maybe not as deep as what we've seen the last 2 years where we've had these dry springs. So maybe not as strong as a root system, both from, you know, just having wet conditions after planting, but also probably having some compaction in areas that were planted on, you know, a little bit of the wet side because it just kept getting later and later. So you think about compromised root systems, probably more shallow root systems this year. So that's probably going to confound, you know, some of the aspects of nutrient deficiency starting to show up a little bit earlier. If we all of a sudden flip the switch and we get into, you know, drought conditions, you know, we could very much start seeing some of those symptomologies show up a lot sooner because those root systems are a little more compromised. So I think those are those are some of the main things to monitor. And then, you know, I think the other pieces are, as we move forward, is always disease this time of year, especially we get close to pollination.
Quinn says farmers should monitor their nitrogen levels and adjust their management strategies if too much loss occurs. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
When dollar bills are worth every cent, splitting the rent, you and your boys five deep in a two-bedroom parking lot view, sleeping till noon, doing what you wanna do when you're high on life. Life can't get any better. Then a girl walks in, you know the right one, you can tell. Shine like $1 million penny in a wishing well. Buying drinks turns into buying roses. You're thinking rings, changing names, that's how the story goes. Just when you think you got it all, and then a girl walks in. When you're staying up late just to talk on the phone, you hate saying goodnight, you hate sleeping alone. So you pack up the back of your truck with her stuff. That 2-year lease ain't long enough. When you're high on life, life can't get any better. The kind you want to keep the rest of your life. And raising glasses, dropping roses. She's dancing with her daddy. That's how the story goes. It's when you think you got it all, and then a girl walks in. Her mama says, I love you, daddy. Right then, you know she's gonna steal your heart, and you have to let her go. And then boy comes along, that's how the story goes. Just when you think you got it all, and then, oh, ain't it funny how you think you got it all, and then a girl walks in.
Let's go.
My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer.
That's right, yeah.
I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hip-toeing camo, that's just how it is, but I ain't trying to hide. selling cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up. Find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. In a towing camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Yeah.
That's right.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Frosty mugs, crispy fries, and hometown flavor. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, where the good times and root beer never stop. Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Bible by the bed, double barrel by the door, chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor, oh, down a little dirt road. Some squares round our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit for the middle of it, out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. Raise a little cane, raise a bunch of kids, do it like my daddy did, like his daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air, we'll go down by the creek, just sit there, where you can let your hair down, I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in my old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it, out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. Thank you.
grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the riddle of it out in the middle of a country, in a country house with
unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
As a roofing contractor, your time is important. That's why GAF engineered the strike zone nailing area into their GAF Timberline HDZ shingles. It gives installers a nailing target up to 600% larger than traditional shingles for faster, more accurate installations. Timberline HDZ, the same great shingle that protects millions of American homes with great new features to respect your valuable time. Find Timberline HDZ shingles at All American Do-It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Just got the news today. The record I sent them, they threw it away. Don't fit the format, don't make the list. They say I'm too old, won't even be missed. It happened to Jones and even the Hag, Waylon and Willie and the great Johnny Cash. Kicked them right out without even a word. But that ain't the end of the story I heard. 'Cause Cash stomped out the footlights, and Haggard Plum had a ball. They wrote what they sang, and getting kicked out of country didn't hurt a thing. Getting kicked out of country didn't hurt a thing. Just wrote a new song today. Pulled out my old guitar and I started to play, pressing my fingers into the strings. I felt the feelings a country song brings. I did some Jones and one for the Hag, Waylon and and the great Johnny Cash. They all got kicked out of country back then. And then one day country came calling again. And Cash stomped out the footlights, and Haggard Plum had a ball. Getting kicked out of country didn't hurt a thing. Getting kicked out of country didn't hurt a thing. Well, it don't really matter, 'cause I ain't gonna change. So getting kicked out of country won't hurt a thing.